Flo and I have actually met before. 3 years ago, I was on one of my regular visits to Walter Reed to spend some time with our wounded warriors, and Flo was one of them. We talked. Turns out he liked the Chicago Bears, so I liked him right away.
It was the toughest, one of the toughest moments of my life, because you're on center stage and for something that you're receiving an award for the worst day of your life.
That day was August 8th, 2012. Captain Florent Groberg of the United States Army was running a security detail team with five of his soldiers in Afghanistan. Their job was to protect senior U.S. military and Afghan leaders.
Our job was to simply escort them to, you know, point A to point B and make sure that they were safe. And on that specific day, we were going to the provincial governor's compound in Sadabad, and we were targeted by two suicide bombers.
Captain Groberg and Sergeant Andrew Mahoney recognized the threat after two motorcycles approached the group, acting as a diversion. Groberg noticed a man dressed in dark clothing leaving a nearby building.
He was walking backwards parallel to us. He made a 180-degree turn and then came to us. That's when I left my position. Mahoney followed me, hit him, grabbed him, and, you know, at this point, you're thinking, this guy's got a, you know he's got a bomb, so my job is simple. Mahoney's job is simple. My entire team's job is simple, is protect the VIPs, protect the boss at all costs. So all I could think of is I have to get him away. And with Mahoney's help, I threw him. He finished him off, and then he detonated at our feet.
Because of Groberg's actions, the vest on the second suicide bomber detonated prematurely, preventing an even greater catastrophe and saving dozens of lives.
I got thrown 15, 20 feet from the blast. When I woke up was, what happened? Did I step in an IED? Okay, so now I'm probably, again, ambushed. So IED follows with small arms fire, so I needed to find my weapon. Didn't have my rifle next to me, so I took my pistol, made sure I had a round in there, and you know, in a sense, assessed my wounds. Internal bleeding, no good, nope. The leg, I was like, okay, got to get out of the kill zone, so I started crawling.
Groberg had major trauma to his left leg and was missing half of his calf muscle.
You know, I personally was not thinking about dying. I was just thinking about getting myself out of this situation and being ready for anything that came out of that cloud of dust.
But what came out of that cloud of dust was what Groberg describes as the worst news of his life.
We lost four incredible individuals on that day because of that specific blast, though.
On November 12, 2015, after 33 surgeries and 3 years recovering at Walter Reed Medical Center, Captain Groberg received the Medal of Honor from President Obama. He is only the 10th living service member to receive the nation's highest military honor for his actions in Afghanistan.
What emotions were you feeling when President Obama awarded you the Medal of Honor?
I was directly looking at all the Gold Star families, so all the families of the four individuals that didn't make it home on August 8, 2012. It was beyond emotional. So for the entire period of time, all I could think about is don't lock your knees and fall out, you know, pretty bad, and you know, keep your tears in check.
Do you think of those four individuals all the time?
Every day. You wake up and you know you understand that you were given a second chance for whatever reason, and then so at this point, your life no longer just becomes yours. You have a responsibility, and that responsibility for me to live my life according to four others, and I have to make them proud, and I have to honor them. My job was to protect them and bring everyone home, and unfortunately, I was not able to do that. But
you dove on a suicide bomber. Where does that courage come from?
It comes from brotherhood. It comes from instincts. It comes from being a military member. It comes from understanding that, you know, I volunteered for this position, I volunteered for this job, I wanted to wear the colors and the uniform and you know, represent my country. 9/11 was definitely a big catalyst of my decision-making process to join the armed forces. Wanted to do my part, wanted to earn the right to be an American.
Captain Groberg is an American hero who actually grew up in France. And although his childhood was spent overseas, there was one American team, a football team from Chicago, that he loved his entire life.
My father's from Gary, Indiana. He lived a majority of his life in Chicago. So I had the Chicago Bears clothing. I had all the stories and things like that. So when I came to the United States, I'm the biggest French Bears fan ever, you know. At this point, you just grew up with it. So it was an easy decision for me to support this team. I had no choice. And I love it. I love the team.
President Obama brought you a Cutler jersey when you were recovering.
He visited myself and some other Wounded Warriors, and he understood that I was a Chicago guy and that I was a huge Bears fan, and he's a huge Bears fan, so we immediately connected and created that bond. And after that, he had his team contact the Chicago Bears. Jay signed the jersey, and they brought it to me at the hospital, in my hospital bed.
The one thing I want to tell you guys is how much of an impact you make to all of us. I mean, everybody's got their teams and stuff, but for example, for me, being able to rely on the fact that I get to watch football and I get to listen to your stories and I get to, you know, to enjoy it. And it's amazing. And I was given a second chance of life. And I'm here today. And I think a lot of my interviews, you know, I always use the Bears as an example. I'm like, hey, I get to watch football. I get to watch my Bears play on Sunday. And that means the world to me.
Coach, I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for all your service. Thanks for what you do for us.
Coming from a military family, how's it feel to be able to shake his hand and meet him?
Yeah, all the respect. You know, I mean, it's they're kind of the ultimate. You know, there's a lot of correlation between that and, you know, football and some of that stuff. But, you know, not to the level of commitment and sacrifice all our troops make, you know, in defending us.
What those guys go through and what we go through is a hell of a lot. My job a hell of a lot easier than what their job is. So, I mean, it's amazing to me, and just I'm just humble but amazed because, I mean, those guys are the real heroes.
It's unbelievable to get to speak with the captain and hear what he had to say. Obviously, he's a, you know, massive Bears fan, and it's really special to get to sit here with Alshon and hear this guy who's been places and done things that we couldn't even fathom doing to come back here and say thanks to us. It's like, you know, we're just doing our job where he's protecting the people of America, and just what a, you know, respectable man he is, and so lucky to have him come here today.